Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
I can't relate with lazy people. We don't speak the same language.
I don't understand you, and I don't want to fucking understand you.
Guess who said that? Kobe Mamba Bryant, one of the greatest NBA players to ever exist. MJ, LeBron, him, and Larry Bird, Magic, at least top five. Now, how do these greats become so great? Kobe Bryant, if you look at some of his interviews, there's a summer in 7th or 8th grade where he didn't score 1 point. He was one of the worst basketball players to ever exist at that time. Yet, he became one of the best. How? Welcome back to Winning Ways with Fred. My name is Federico and I am your host. Guys, a new episode, a new segment starts today. We're going to go and dive deep into one of the greats' lives, Kobe Bryant's, and in future episodes, others like MJ, Brady, and I'll go on and on through different sports and industries of people we all know, admire of some sort, and what made him so great. What are those skills, those habits, those tricks that they possessed, that they practiced, that made them so great that you can apply to your life and start becoming great? Now, before I do start, I want you guys to know, every single one of you guys listening, that to win in life, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Kobe Bryant practiced every single day for 20 years, not 2 years, not 2 days, not 20 days, 20 fucking years. So right now I'm seeing a lot of entitlement by younger people like myself and like people my age thinking that they're going to attain success all of a sudden because they've worked hard for 2 weeks or because they finished 75 hard. Surprise, honey. That's not how it works. You got to put in more work and more work than the people that are doing it for you to be able to succeed and become a great. And not everybody wants to become a great, and that's okay. This episode and this show are for those that want to become great, those that want to succeed and win in life. If that's not you, if you have a hint of laziness and excuse mindset, then you can turn this show off because it's not for you. I'll be honest. I'm going to say it how it is. It might offend you, but hopefully it motivates you because it did motivate me when someone told me this type of stuff when I was going through my changes of growing and becoming a better person. We all see the greatness of Kobe Bryant, how many championships he won, all the good things that we hear from him, but nobody really likes to talk about the challenges he had to overcome. So that's what we're going to start this episode with, because I bet you guys, you did not know this happened to Kobe and how he overcame that. Because we see these successful people, we just see them win, we see their Instagram pages, and we assume that they have no problems. But in reality, something that I've learned is the more you grow, the more problems you have. The more attention you have, the more people talk shit about you. So I can't imagine how Kobe Bryant had to live his life when these little situations occurred. Let me open it up with this one. In 2003, he had a sexual allegation with a 19-year-old girl, which caused a lot of his endorsers to want to pull out from endorsing him. It was settled. He was able to get out of it, and nothing really happened. But in that time frame, he had to go through a lot of family issues, business issues, personal issues. Yeah, he overcame that. And I think one of the most fascinating parts about the story is how through all these things going on in his life, he maintained his discipline to work every single day. Even through going through all of this, he did not let that deter him a lot. This one you probably know. Kobe was known for fighting with his teammates. He was known for pushing the limits. He was known for cursing them out and holding that standard. In today's day, that would probably seem like he's being an asshole, how he's trying to control these people, how he's not understanding to other people's feelings. But in reality, all he was doing was holding the standard that he thought would help the team win. And that's why he's a great. I'm sure you guys can notice how every great, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, they had a crazy standard for themselves. And they had crazy standards for their teammates. And that's what winning teams and winning players do. A couple other things that happened to Kobe Bryant along his career that could have deterred him, that could have stopped him, that could have held him back, let's say, like it would have for most, or for most of you guys listening, is he made comments on Trayvon Martin's case in 2012. If you don't know about Trayvon Martin's case, go ahead and Google it. All he was saying was they had to let the case unfold itself before making conclusions. And people started attacking him. And in today's day, I feel like he would have gotten attacked and killed if he would have said that. which in reality, all he was saying was, hey guys, before coming into conclusion, let's let the story unfold. And that happened along with him saying homophobic slur incidents in 2011 to a ref. He's had a lot of issues. He's been hated on. Yet, most of us admire him. We don't look at those negative things and say, fuck Kobe Bryant. I'm not going to follow him. I'm not going to admire him. No. We all know that he made those mistakes, yet he was a great. And we all admire him mainly because of his work ethic. And in my opinion, we admire him because we all truly want to become like that. We all truly know that we're meant to be great like that. But not all of us have the discipline and mindset to do that every single day and to maintain that mindset. So we admire those people and we look up to them and we try to be like them because of that. Today's episode, I wanted to unfold some of the dramatic things that happened in Kobe Bryant's life that I'm sure don't relate to you, but we're all going through different challenges in different ways. Like you, Kobe went through his own type of challenges. They're in different levels. I get that, but he went through them and he had to overcome them. So you have to overcome your challenges too, because that's what made Kobe really great. So I'm going to break up, in my opinion, the three pillars of success for Kobe Bryant. These three pillars can help you win in life, can help you start turning your relationships, your business, your money situation around for the positive. So with that said, and in honor of Kobe Bryant, let's start with pillar number one. And I put it blatantly, I put it simple. And number one is not giving a fuck about what anybody thought about him. Let's put it into example right here. I'll tell you guys a story. If you guys haven't watched the documentary on Netflix, The Redeem Team of the USA team, LeBron, Carmelo, Wade, Chris Bosh, and so on, they were all on that team. They were a great team, but they had just lost a gold medal in the previous Olympics. So Kobe decided to join this season's or this USA team. And I found it really funny how most players in the time where they were training for the Olympics were out partying in Las Vegas, staying up till late, not really practicing the way they should have. And then came Kobe Bryant. Then came the new standard. Then came the leader that changed everything. And I hope you guys are taking notes here, because what the guy did was change the culture of the United States team. A story. All the players were coming back from a night out. Some were drunk. Some were about to go to sleep. It was like 3-4 in the morning. And they're getting to the hotel lobby. And guess who's done with practice at that time and going to take a shower to go and continue practicing? Mr. Kobe Bryant. He didn't give a fuck that all his teammates were out partying, that he was the only one not partying and staying practicing. He said, fuck it, I'm going to hold the standard and I'm going to change the culture of this team, because this is the culture and the standard that should be held if we want to win the gold medal. Guess what ended up happening? Little by little, more and more players started showing up to practice earlier and earlier. Players stopped going out at night and started going to sleep early like Kobe Bryant to be able to practice more like Kobe Bryant. Long story short, they ended up winning the gold medal that year. It goes to show you what Kobe Bryant really did to that team. And the story goes on. It wasn't just with the USA team. He won it with the Lakers against the Celtics. They had a really shitty team. The Celtics were loaded with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo. And the Lakers didn't have the best team, but they did have a great culture, a great mindset, and a great team. And that great team was formed because of Kobe's standard that he held for everyone. They weren't the best team. They weren't the most athletic team, but they won the championship because of the standard and the mindset that held. Kobe Bryant did not care about your feelings. Kobe Bryant only cared about winning. And if you were in his way at all, if he thought you were preventing him from winning, guess what happened? He'd ran right over you. And there's a lot more stories that go on to this, especially stories of him getting in fights with teammates at practice, getting in fights with Shaq in practice, him being 18, a rookie, and telling Shaq to pass him the fucking ball, or telling Shaq to go get a fucking rebound instead of waiting for him to pass him the ball. He carried that chip on his shoulder. Some call it ego, but I call it confidence, knowing what he was about, knowing that he put in the work day in and day out, and he put in the work more than others. And that's confidence. And I don't know about you, but I believe every single person has to maintain a little bit of ego. Not enough to make them cocky, because you always got to be humble about what you're doing, but a little bit of ego. Enough to keep a chip on your shoulder and keep you motivated to attack. And that chip on your shoulder, when things don't go your way, for example, will help you tap into anger. And that anger fuels you to start winning and to start attacking more. The pillar number one, not giving a fuck about anything or anyone. How does this apply to you? What's holding you back from accomplishing your dreams? It's probably the thought of what other people are going to think, or the thought of you failing, or the thought of what if they find out? Who gives a fuck? Winners don't care. They go all in like Kobe Bryant did when he was 18. So why aren't you going all in? You got to copy what greats do. They go all in relentlessly. They fail and they get back up. That's what Kobe did. That's why in the beginning of the episode, I wanted to go over some of the shit he went through to paint the story, because it wasn't all rainbow and sunshines for him. He had to go through his own stuff too, but he didn't give a fuck. At the end of the day, in his mind, he wanted to win and he won. Number two, he outworked everybody. There's plenty of stories, and one that caught my attention, that he would stay longer in practice when he knew certain players were going to come. Let's say people came into the practice arena. Kobe was already there, and he made sure that he was there after these guys left. So the story I was about to say was one with Jason Williams. He wanted to show up early to the stadium because he knew Kobe Bryant would be there early, and his whole mindset was for that day, I'm going to get there earlier than Kobe and I'm going to stay later than Kobe. Just for that day. It wasn't his routine, but he wanted to compete with Kobe. And he wanted to see what Kobe was about. He showed up to the gym to practice before the game, I think 3 hours earlier, which is a lot earlier than most players show up. Kobe Bryant was already in his second practice, already going through like ice routines, through stretches. And Jay Will was just getting there. And then when Jay Will was done training before the practice, Kobe Bryant was still there. At the end of the game, at the end of everything, Jason Williams asked him, hey, man, like, what's your purpose of staying this long? And Kobe Bryant told him, he's like, hey, man, I wasn't going to leave until you saw me stay there over you. The story probably got mixed up a bit, but in a sense, that's kind of how it ended. And that mentality of, I'm going to outwork you no matter what. So even if you beat me one day, you're not going to beat me for 30 days because you don't outwork me. And that's what Kobe had. And that's what helped him win so much, knowing that he outworked his competition. He outworked everybody in every little detail, not just sports. His diet was intact. His studying was intact. His studying of the game, of different languages, stories of him learning Italian and Serbian to talk shit to Doncic and other players. He knows Spanish. He knew different rules of how referees operate so he can take advantage of it during games. He knew every little detail. He was prepared in every single aspect. Now, my question to you is, are you prepared in every aspect that you're competing in? If you're in real estate right now, are you the best negotiator? Do you know how to run numbers properly? Do you know how to run rentals? Do you know how to negotiate certain numbers down based on what you find? If you're in sales, how's your cold calling? How's your tone? If you're in sports betting, how's your bankroll management? How's your discipline? All these little things apply. Outworking people every single day, that's what gives you confidence at the end of the day. The work comes before the belief, and having belief in what you do is key to succeeding. It's not just going to come because you think you're the man. You got to put in the work day in and day out, not give a fuck about what anybody thinks. You might have to hurt some of your friends, stop hanging out with them, and you got to outwork everybody. The last pillar to me is one of the most important ones, because in society right now, we're focused on the outcome, instant gratification, dopamine hits from our phones. But the reality, one of my favorite parts of Kobe Bryant, and one to me that I've learned the most from him and has helped me a lot, was focusing on the process, not the outcome. Focusing on winning the day. Focusing on winning the hour. Focusing on winning your practice. Right now, I'm focused on winning this podcast. On giving it my all. Nothing else. How I'm doing this. I practiced. I trained to do this. To say things a certain way. I focused on the process, and now the outcome is out of my control. If I didn't practice, the outcome's going to be shitty. But I know if I practice and I put in the work day in and day out, the outcome's going to get better and better and better, and I'm going to improve. And most of us don't focus on the process. We want the outcome right away. Let's put, for example, the gym. Most of us want to get ripped, want to have a six-pack in 6 months when we've never worked out. Again, that's never going to happen. I've been working out for 7 years. I have a six-pack. I'm pretty built. But it's because I work hard as hell on it. And I do like the gym, so it's not hard for me to hit the gym. The gym to me is an escape. I love the gym. So it's a little easier. But it took me years to get to the weight I'm in and to get to the body shape I'm in. It didn't happen in 2 years. And I work out consistently. How about you? What are your expectations? What are you working on to get better at? What's that process look like to get to the outcome you want? It's a good old saying And I say it a lot. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And in a sense, building a process is planning the process out to get the outcome. So what is that process that helps you win on a day-to-day? You're not Kobe Bryant. You're probably not playing basketball. But whatever you're doing, what helps you get to the best state? That when you get to go time, to action time at your job, at your business, you're at 100% and ready to go. What's that process? Let me break it down and make it a little more simple to you. On a day-to-day, my process every single morning is wake up, I either go to the gym right away or I do yoga. After I do yoga or workout, I always meditate. And I always read right after. And I always plan my day. In a sense, like a 3-4-step process before really starting my day, before looking at my phone, emails, I work on myself. Focus on the process, not the outcome. That's what Kobe did. That's what all the greats do. And they work their ass off. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. I know we see it on Instagram a bunch. Everybody's living the life without having to work and they travel the world and all this shit. I guarantee you, most of it is bullshit. Most of it is bullshit. You know when someone's successful just based on how they talk, how they act, their routine, and how they handle their businesses and pressure, uncertainty, right? That's how you really determine who's successful and who's not. And I think at the end of the day, success comes to being happy and to being fulfilled, not money. That's why when I said it early on in the podcast, not everybody's looking to be great with business, but you're looking to be great at something. And in a sense, to be great at something, you got to have that mindset of not caring, focusing on the process, and outworking everybody. I don't care if it's playing video games. You have to have this mindset with everything that you want to do to win in life. So with that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed this new set of episodes. I want to break down more stories of greatness, especially in the sports sections. I'm going to talk a lot about NBA, NFL, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, every great, Dan Marino. I'm going to break down their stories, their habits, what they do on a day-to-day, and how you can apply these little things to your life and that can help you win. You're going to start seeing a lot of correlation between the greats. These are all little pillars that you start applying to your life diligently, and you start paying attention and writing down at the end of the day, did I give a fuck about what anybody thought about me when I did this action? Did I outwork everyone? Am I focusing on the process, not the outcome? Those three should be yes. And if you do that every single day, then you'll start winning. If you answer those three questions like that every single day over a period of 60 to 90 days, I promise you your life will change for the better and you're going to start winning more. That's how I attack my day. I try to take nuggets from greats. Model the people that have won in life. Don't try to recreate something yourself. It's going to take you longer to accomplish. With that said, I want to leave you guys with a couple things. One, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. My Instagram tag will be here on the bottom. And I'm going to start posting more content regarding discipline and mindset to help you guys start winning more. I'm very passionate about this. Discipline and mindset has helped my life significantly. It's what got me to live in this view. This is real, by the way. This is a mirror. This is Miami. I don't live here because I slack off or because I have no discipline or because I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. So if you guys found this show valuable, please share it. I'm not going to run ads on this. I know I say this a bunch, but please share the show. I know it's going to help a lot of people out, especially younger men, younger women, or just people that like sports all around, because everybody knows who Kobe Bryant is. Everybody respects Kobe Bryant, and everybody can learn a thing or two about Kobe Bryant's life that they can apply to their life so they can start winning a little bit more. So if you did find that valuable or you learned something, please share it, guys. I hope you guys enjoy these next couple of episodes with this new format, because I'm really pumped about it, and it's go time, guys. So with that said, I'll catch you guys next week.